but she was never more than a sister. It was only 2 years later that she found Emmett. She was hunting. We were in Appalachia at the time, and found a bear about to finish him off. She carried him back to Carlisle, more than 100 miles, afraid she wouldn't be able to do it herself. I'm only beginning to guess how difficult that journey was for her. He threw a pointed glance in my direction, and raised our hands still folded together to brush my cheek with the back of his hand. "But she made it," I encouraged, looking away from the unbearable beauty of his eyes. "Yes," he murmured. She saw something in his face that made her strong enough, and they've been together ever since. Sometimes they live separately from us, as a married couple. But the younger we pretend to be, the longer we can stay in any given place. Forks seemed perfect, so we all enrolled in high school. He laughed. "I suppose we'll have to go to their wedding in a few years, again."
"Alice and Jasper?"
"Alice and Jasper are two very rare creatures. They both developed a conscience, as we refer to it, with no outside guidance. Jasper belonged to another family, a very different kind of family. He became depressed, and he wandered on his own. Alice found him. Like me, she has certain gifts above and beyond the norm for our kind.